going very tight. Turning circle on that thing, is it? Oh, here we are. Sorry, well, let's wait. Just excuse the
Technology that the SCC has brought to the new ground out here at Waigaukau. You can hear the rollers in the background.
Is that nuclear powered?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
Anyway, it's episode 13 here at the Bashers Broadcast. First episode that we've brought to you live from the ground. Game day. First ever game day. I'm here.
Big double header.
Here. Loose man's here. And we've even got the parrot in the background.
Hey.
So, what we're going to do is we're going to kick off first with with a little bit of a pitch report.
Who's got the keys? Anyone got a broken VB bottle?
What a disgrace.
Well, as you can see, there's been a lot of money invested in new pitch technology out here.
and there's been some
serious, if the off spinners can land in this sort of area, I'd say there'd be a bit of turn. There'd be a bit of early turn.
Bit of topsoil there.
If I was a captain, this is the sort of wicket that I would probably want to bet on first, let it deteriorate a little bit and let the leg spin do a bit of work in the second inning.
What are you thinking, Birdie, mate?
Bat
a bowl.
I've got to select a team first.
Yeah, and then we see.
One step at a time, but I think you couldn't get a much better day for cricket, though, could you?
Cricket is a winner, ultimately, on a day like this.
Humidity rates are up. Rain chance of, what, only 10 to 15%?
No, not even.
Oh, so it's a bit like here,
boys.
There'll be a bit of rain in my pants later, maybe.
If you land one short in here...
Oh, my lordy lord.
It's going to be chin music.
We're about 2 metres short.
Look at the Grand Canyon. It's not necessarily short.
Oh.
Well,
from your bowling... I don't think so.
It'd be no ball. It'd bounce twice.
It's about to bounce four times, I think, that one. I'd say the roller's given up. And, it doesn't look very flat, does it? But it looks flatter than it did before, where there was big waves in it.
I think it's, all in all, it's a good pitch. Offer up good cricket. And, I'd say it's a...
A little bit of dew, though.
I
say it's a 22-40 wicket.
I reckon it's a 180 wicket.
It's a 2014 wicket. Give the ball up.
And have you come
180.
In? Have you come
120
in?
Will take.
Yeah, out of 10, though. Out of 10, we'll
go home now.
Have you commented on the grave diggers out?
I haven't. I didn't really want
that's
to know what's going
that's
on.
That's where the people
there.
That get a duck get buried.
Mate, they prepared a beard and hammer, are they?
All right, well, there we go. We've got to go play some cricket now.
Did you get a comment from the groundsman? Is he offered an opinion on is it going to accept turn, what the outfield's like?
Well, he said that he thinks it'll turn in the second inning.
The outfield's an absolute shocker.
What are you
reckon, Aldo, how are you going?
All right, well, we're off to have a toss now, and we'll be back with you later.
Smear, the pap smear. Boom. Yeah, now.
What just happened there? Talk us through that.
What a wonderful in-swinging Yorker by pap smear. Absolutely outclassed the Devil's batsman. Well, I think the wind did it, personally.
But. Yeah. Wind's a bit of a worry, but here we are, around the wickets. And obvious place to start. Ashes wrap up. What have you got?
Being...
this is going to be huge. This is settle down, get yourself a drink, some popcorn.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because this is going to take a while. Absolutely. Obviously, the Ashes, big... thing.
He's not happy about the Ashes. He's Australian.
We've got kids crying, people not happy. Listen, to be completely,
honest.
No, impartial. I mean, I have to be. It was probably not the best of series. I mean, it was a little bit up and down, and it all came down to that last game.
I would say, speaking as an American, the Australians just did not field the correct team.
Well, this is what I'm coming to. I think the Ashes ultimately was won and lost on well, in the selection of the test, of the Australian test match team.
This came up just before at the fine session where we said that a certain basher, mm-hmm. the walrus, mm-hmm. someone said he looks like Merv Hughes, and there's something to be said about that.
Well, it wasn't
the least successful basher's captain of all time. Not very correct. Good at the selection.
Well, it wasn't so much Merv Hughes. I think it actually came down to Jamie Siddons, who, if cricket lovers remember, Jamie Siddons was a South Australian Sheffield Shield player. He was the deciding vote, and they said, what do we play? Do we play...
This is after they've seen the wicket.
After they've seen the wicket, they said...
In the last test?
Yes, they said, who do we play? Do we play a pace spinner or do we play a spinner? They went to Nielsen, the coach. Paceman. Ricky Ponting, paceman. Ultimate vote was to Jamie Siddons. He said, let's play the paceman. After 30 minutes, Ricky Ponting said, worst call of all time. And Australia lost the Ashes right there in the selection. Now, boys, if they played a spinner, well, who? They played Horrocks. Would it be a different result?
I think the final test comes down to the decision to not put on a spinner and then Hussey running out half his team.
Be cool.
Because at that point you can't win that test, but you can retain the Ashes if you draw.
Well,
you're on to draw. You're batting that well. Ponting and Hussey were building a partnership, and then he's run out.
Did you say that it went down to Flintoff? Putting his arms in the air and saying, "All praise the golden god." That run out.
Well, no, yeah. I think Flintoff is just being Flintoff at that point. Mr. Hollywood.
I mean,
he also knows that, you know, the cameras are going to focus on him, and if that's an out, then that's the front page of the sports section the next day. If not,
absolutely.
If not the cover.
Their final test. He wants to make.
Well, but if it's not out, people will forget that he looked like an idiot.
Really, England scored runs. Australia didn't. So, does the spinner come into it there?
And also, if you go further, even back even to the first test,
Everyone's talking about this final test and all the mistakes they had four tests to win the series.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then what they say about the first test, of course, is the whole time wasting and this and that.
Not declaring early enough in the second test.
Yeah, coming off the spanking in the fourth
test. That was an absolute gimme. That was a win.
Not getting Monty out. Time wasting aside.
When I was in England, I said to ITV that Monty Panesar, but the way the Australian were bowling, they wouldn't have got Pete Doherty out on smack anyway. They weren't bowling great in that last session. And if you can't get Monty Panesar out, and how many overs they bowl on?
Yeah, absolutely. No. Valid points, and we have to reconvene. When is it? 18 months in Australia.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
But if to sum up, I would have to agree with you. Not just on the last test, but I'd say it was probably there was some serious selection issues with the Australian team.
Absolutely.
I would also say that the Ashes series has never really been dramatic since the advent of air travel. I mean, when you have to take a boat.
Hang on. 89 in England was a massive win for the Australians.
Shut up.
get on a boat.
How many points did you get?
Hi, this is Chrissy.
When the Ashes was a 6-month series because it took 3 months to get it there on a boat. Possibly.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
That's what I'm saying.
Put them in quarantine for 2 months. Let's do it.
Bring back the boat travel, man.
So to wrap it up, let's just go around and let's get everyone to give their single Bashers highlight.
I'll wrap it up in saying that I think out of the series, Flintoff came out looking like he'll be an immortal god in England cricket when he's not as good as they play it up to be. Secondly, I think
Australia strategically lost the Ashes. England didn't win it.
Yeah.
And
I think they lost it in their mind.
But get a bit.
I agree.
But get a bit of fucking sizzle in you, because I love sizzle.
Oh yeah.
Follow on from that, absolutely. The new guys, Hilfenhaus, Siddle, really stepped up to it.
Ashes highlight.
Or low lights for me. As I said, fourth test Aussies, probably. Not a bit of a no-brainer. I think the highlight out of this will be Australia rethinking the whole structure. Yeah, whole structure of Test match cricket, and it's not a business. It's a passion, and they have to lift and
it's a pleasure.
And get back into it.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah,
it's not business. It's pleasure.
Well, it's a privilege.
Privilege.
It's a privilege, and.
And what were you saying was your highlight, mate?
Hi, this is Casey Kasem.
Well, you know, now that we are actually recording, I can change my highlight. I think, to be honest, it was watching the whole kind of the fifth test evolve. And, you know, you can have 11 of the greatest cricket athletes on the field, but if you don't pick correct 11... how much that can shift the game, and not having a spinner on for that last test on that wicket. That to me, as a novice of the game,
they had part-time spinners. They didn't.
That was that was eye-opening.
Eye-opening. Absolutely. Well,
for me, it was probably another low light, and I thought that Freddie, the worst moment of the entire Ashes series.
Not putting his hands up there.
Right at the end, he's gone off and bought his surgery forward a day. So he can't celebrate 2005 style, you know. I mean, the tabloids need those photos.
On top of the open air bus in London. Hello.
Yeah, absolutely lame, Freddie. Pick up your game.
He's obviously not taking any cues from Shane Warne.
Freddie, if you're listening, we know you're listening, Freddie.
Yeah.
Lift.
Yes.
Get your head right.
If you want to go down as a legend, then get a few dodgy photos in the Telegraph.
Freddie, this is not the way to get an invite to the Shanghai Cricket Sixes.
Exactly.
Not even close yet.
Absolute rubbish, mate.
All heels.
Terrible.
He'll sort you out.
Hi, this is Ian Healy. We're on the Bashes broadcast, and the hot dogs, we're coming for you this year.
Get him out early.
All right, we've got a wicket. We got a wicket here, Filthy.
And Sanjay the Basher.
That's
ringing.
Yeah, Bash.
Hello.
The Jabba.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
All right, mate. What's up in LA?
Taking a bath, hello.
Hello. It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
I'm at work.
Dude.
I'm in the bathroom.
Oh, in the bathroom.
You know, doing a bit of a divinal, touching yourself. Hello.
Oh, are you using those mirrors they have in the bathrooms over there? Those horizontal mirrors.
How's it going? How's cricket, mate?
Cricket? What's that got to do with anything? You tell us, mate, what's happening in North American cricket? Because the bloke we've got here is useless.
I've been scoring some runs. It's been good.
Yeah?
I'm playing Division 1 cricket. It's fun, actually. But I'm missing you guys. I miss Bashers cricket in Shanghai.
Are you saying that you haven't founded the American chapter of the Bashers yet?
Yeah, the Bashers LA. Bashers Hollywood.
Actually,
Bashers South Central.
I was wondering if you guys could come over to LA and play a 2020 tournament that's coming up.
A 2020 tournament? Yeah, well, tell us about this.
Tournament with prize money. So if
prize
you win... Yeah, $20,000.
Oh.
So, anybody up for it?
Well, that'd pay for a couple of nights at the Boo.
Give us us the details.
I'll
send the details. So it's early out there. You guys, are you out there drinking early in the morning?
Yeah, well, of course, mate.
Always.
Yeah, where have you been?
What do you mean, where have I been? I've been in L.A. I've been working every day, hanging out at... There is a
Venice Beach.
Muscle Beach.
Muscle Beach, yeah. Venice Beach. Perfect weather.
Hey, listen, just quick question. I saw on CNN recently, uh-huh. I know I don't watch too much TV, but I saw on CNN in New York, they have a New York police cricket competition. Anything like that happening in LA? I mean, are these guys taking their cricket seriously like us in Shanghai, or is it a little bit of a step down for you going over there, you know, with the California girls and the like?
No, there is, like I was saying, there's a tournament coming up. It's the LA 2020 tournament, and it's pretty serious. So it's got a prize money, $20,000.
Who finances so that? Because usually when we hear something like this, it's some dodgy bugger that's just taking the money and running.
No, you guys should come over, make a trip to LA.
Well, give
the Bashers cricket team. Okay, I'll send all the details.
All right.
You think you guys can make it?
Well, who knows?
Sometime in October, November time frame.
So, cool. Mate, apart from us, obviously, what do you miss most about Shanghai?
Oh man, I miss going to the pool. I miss train. I miss Captain Cranky whining while asking all of us to, you know, show up for training every Thursday.
Yeah.
I miss the cooker pie.
Cool. What about the girls on
Tongren,
mate?
I miss the girls on Tongren, Lou, yeah.
Good to see you have your priorities straight there, Jabba.
Yeah. Oh, I miss all of you guys. I mean, it was so much fun. It's not as much fun here, trust me. The cricket is not as much fun. You guys make it fun with all the, getting all the stuff on the bus in the morning, with all the drinks and the pies, and then having all so much fun.
Yeah. And the porn star.
It's not the same, guys. I'm serious. It's not the same.
So, who is playing cricket over there then?
We have, there are a lot of expats from South Africa, a few people from Australia, a lot of English cricketers, and then you have guys from Pakistan and India. So that's a mix. Yeah. But it's very competitive. You have, do you guys know Franklin Rose?
Franklin Roosevelt?
Franklin Rose, yeah, he's here. He's playing cricket here. Okay. We have a lot of ex-international cricketers playing.
Wow.
So, where are you batting in the order?
What?
Where are you batting? About number 9?
Number one, mate.
Ooh. All right.
I got hit on the head by Franklin Rose last weekend. On the head. And the next ball, I hit him for a 6.
Well, that's the correct response.
And he came up to me and said, he's going to break my head. I said, why? Why do you want to break my head? I want to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful head it is too, mate. now, just a couple of weeks ago, you'll be interested to know, we had this bloke called Sanjay, who you may or may not remember, returned to Shanghai. Now, last time we saw Sanjay, he'd become a basher at last. But now he's come back and he's playing for some other bloody mob.
No. Now, I am a basher.
You'd remember that other Sanjay bloke because you once batted with him and he robbed you of a century.
Actually, yeah, he did. That's Sanjay Anubhav. Boy. we were batting together, and there were 16 runs or 12 odd runs to go, and he did four or five for my 100, and he like smacked three boundaries. And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, what's wrong with a quick single? Get you back on strike, yeah?
Yeah.
Selfish bugger.
So what's the pulse over there, guys? What's going on? Give me the scoop.
Bears, pies, cricket, girls on Tom Grand Lou.
Everybody still loose.
How's the Bashers doing?
Well,
I know I've been following. You started very well, and then I haven't been following that much, but I know you Bashers started very well.
There was a bit of a slump, but they picked it up again. Another mini slump on Sunday, but no, they'll be back. And then, of course, the Pleasure team doing very consistently well. Caught a best of 37 on Sunday.
So, Sanjay, when do you think you'll come back, mate, for a game with us? Any immediate plans to come back into the into the fold, into the big high? When do you think, mate?
I'm thinking there is a possibility in October. I might have to come there for maybe a couple of weeks.
Oh, wow.
But no, long-term plans, the economy and stuff, they don't want to spend money. Send me to China again.
Well, do they actually cover your expenses on Tong Ren Road?
They covered everything, yeah.
Well, no wonder they can't afford to have you live here. Look, speaking of all that sort of thing, what is the big news in the States at the moment? What's the general vibe there?
General vibe for what? Who are we gonna attack next?
Yeah, because the biggest news I've heard coming out of there this week is Michelle Obama's arms. That's about
Michelle Obama's arms.
Yeah, that's.
I haven't heard of that one. I don't know. Yeah, it's pretty bad actually. People are still. The country is still trying to recover from the slump in the economy. So people are losing jobs. Lucky guys are working, so. That's good.
Well, that sort of coincided with your arrival there too, so they're probably still recovering from that. Well, look, mate, I know you've got a lot of bars and things to go to tonight. You know, some deals to sign, all that sort of thing, so we'll let you go. It's been great having a chat with you.
Yeah, it was great chatting with you guys.
Take care, Sanjay.
I'll catch up with you guys again.
All right, mate.
See you, Jayla.
All right.
Bye, mate.
Bye.
Bye.
Jayla.
On to square leg. John.
Oh, John. I'd like to see John Newton get out cheaply.
Good on you. I wanted to go back and actually have... you know, a meaningful conversation with my wife. I haven't seen her in freaking 10 days.
Meaningful conversation. Yeah. Is that what you call it these days?
Well, it doesn't exactly happen after, a game of cricket normally. That fucking loose.
We're about to go with steaming in from the members' end this week. We're calling Naoki Miyagi.
Miyagi-san.
That's right. Otherwise known as Alex.
Hello.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Yeah, you're hearing us? Yeah, you're with Birdshit here on the Bashers broadcast, mate.
Hi.
You've also got Luce somewhere.
G'day, Alex.
And
hi, Luce.
Katie is up there in Nanjing as well.
Hello, Alex. Konnichiwa.
Hello there. Konnichiwa.
All right, so for those who don't know, we'll do a brief bio on you. CEO of Cricket Japan.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you also play for the national side.
That's right.
Right hand fast medium, is it?
Yeah, medium pace.
Medium pace. Oh, very modest.
Yeah.
Very modest of you.
Are you a selector as well, Alex?
No, I'm not a selector. The national team selected by the chairman of selector and the coach and the high performance manager.
But they're all on your payroll, aren't they? So you're always pretty good chance, right?
Yeah, the chairman's a volunteer, head coach of the national team and the high performance manager is, a member of my staff.
Excellent. Well, what we're going to do with you tonight is when we get guests on, we do a section we call Steaming In from the Members' End, which means we're going to ask you six questions representing the balls of an over.
Yeah.
And you'll get graded, but you know, based on your answer, how many runs you score.
Okay.
And so you know what you're up against. So far, we've got a three-way tie for the lead this year with Danny Morrison, Bashir Hassan, and Ian Healy, all with 19 runs.
Okay. Oh wow, 19 runs off and over.
Yes.
Easy. Come on, Alex. Easy.
All right, so who's going to open up here, guys?
In you go, Hamish.
All right, I'll open up, Alex. What does the Japan Cricket Union have to do to secure a big international cricket game? We've seen Australia playing New Zealand in the rugby this year in Japan. So what do you guys need to do to secure a big marquee event like that?
We've got this year we've got the MCC coming to Japan. So in terms of having events in Japan, we've got the MCC against the national men's team. That's actually an ICC centenary Catch the Spirit event. So we're very much looking forward to that. Got a few, the MCC team is looking very competitive with Nick Compton from Middlesex playing, captaining the side. Mm. And they've got Phil DeFratis on the side and still to be confirmed, but Agarkar, formerly representing India, is scheduled to come to Japan. So that'll be a huge event in October, early October.
Oh, that's exciting. That almost eclipses Paul Howard playing for the Shanghai Dragons earlier this year.
Oh, yeah?
What do you reckon, guys? That was a couple of runs through the covers there for that one?
Yeah. Two.
Two? All
right. Can I have the next question?
Yeah, go ahead.
G'day, Alex. As I said, this is loose. I'm in a pretty loose environment at the moment as well. Yeah, lovely. Listen, following on from the not exactly rugby, but as an Australian, I am a rugby fan, and there's been a lot of talk in Australia lately of rugby league and rugby union players going over to Japan for short stints. And Japan itself, I mean, this is rugby is traditionally an Anglo-centric sport. What do you think it's going to take to really drive cricket up to a similar level as rugby in Japan? Because we know the Japanese are pretty good at the sevens. And when do you... Well, that's the first question. I've got a second part of the question, if you can just answer that firstly.
I think, it's a very good question, that... what we're doing, the major focus of our development program is to establish the sport in a local, we're not targeting big cities, but a sort of a good-sized city you need a decent population, but not too much populated, so there's not too much competition between other sports, and there's enough grounds available for cricket as well. And we're trying to develop those as hubs of the regions, each regions, and really strengthening the sport within that community and making it a major sport within that city.
Right.
I think I really believe, because China, with no comparison with China, but in the cricket world, we've been playing against countries like Jersey, population of about 130,000, Guernsey this year, population of 60,000. So if we can get a few of these cities, maybe similar sizes to some of these cricket playing nations. And make it a major sport in each region, then once we get a few of these cricket hubs well established, I think we'll have a very strong base to develop the game in here in Japan.
Okay.
Is it still majorly sort of a university sport at the moment?
Yes, that's right. It's not really region-based. It's the Tokyo region is the most cricket populated area, but it's mostly based in the university, so we're trying to take it into the local communities and establish cricket communities where you can start at under nine levels and go up to senior levels. You can play for a local team, and then you've got a pathway to go to the national team. So putting those structures in place is, I think, the key to our success.
Okay, lovely.
And money, of course.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yes, exactly. That's another important part of the regional sort of development programs is that it becomes self-sufficient within the whole the region development program. And so we're starting junior programs, but actually in Japan it's a lot of cases where elementary school kids under 9s, under 12s will go to swimming schools or football schools. So we've set up a cricket school, which has been quite successful, and it generates a bit of a fund that provides the foundation of the financial situation in the development program. And also, because we're focusing in small areas and raising the awareness is easier than trying to do it nationally, we're starting to get local companies that are quite keen to support the program. So financially, it needs to be self-sufficient as well, and that'll be the first objective of each program.
Excellent answer. I think you're making it sound good.
Yeah.
I think you ran about five there.
Yeah. Right. maybe hit the opposition helmet. Got five runs. I've got one question here for you. The average Japanese man, their stature is not really suited to cricket. You wouldn't have too many lanky fast bowlers over there, would you?
No. Yeah, you'd think the average Japanese person isn't very tall or strong, but you see players like Matsuzaka, who plays for the Boston Red Sox.
Exactly.
He can pitch like 156 kilometers per hour, which is up there near with the fastest bowlers in the world.
Hmm.
He's not the only one standing out. There's quite a few that can pitch consistently over 150 kilometers per hour, so I don't see why we can't do that the same in cricket.
So does the average Japanese person just look at cricket as a variation to baseball? Like, do they consider it like a really different sport or not?
I think it's a very different it's a sport that isn't at all in their sort of normal understanding of sports. So it's very, let's say, alien to most Japanese people if they don't know anything about it. But I think when they get to know it, it's especially the fielding skills are completely the same as baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Bowling as well, as long as you get your arm straight, then even baseball players have developed skills through maybe baseball that can be converted into cricket. And also batting as well. Defensive shots might be more cricket-like, but we're entering an age where 2020 is getting more and more popular, and the shots you see in 2020 are very similar to some of the baseball shots.
You pinch hitters, big pinch hitters, bang.
Yeah.
Very similar to a lot of bashers shots as well.
Yeah, corner. Alright,
yep.
What do you reckon? I reckon that was a four. That was quite a bloody good
answer. Yeah, I think so. Next delivery, mate. I think we're fourth delivery now. A pretty standard one we ask quite a few people is, what's your first ever cricketing memory?
My first ever cricketing memory was when I was about 10 years old. My mother's Scottish,
right?
And so she's got a sister in London. My brothers and sisters as well, we used to visit when we were small during the summer holidays. So when I went over there, I went to a sports camp and played football and rounders and all that. But I really liked playing cricket. So that's when I first played cricket. Then back in Japan, I got some balls and bats to play around with, but not really until I went to one of the universities in Tokyo where they just happened to have a cricket club. So
the other little Japanese kids look at you funny when you came out with this strange-looking bat?
Yeah, they didn't know what it was. And so my elementary school at the time, the school that I went to, was was quite keen to play around with the kids one day. So we got another, I think it was, he was an Aussie just around, who lived just around the corner, to come around and play around with the kids once. So yeah, it was sort of everyone thought it was a great game, but when there's no, at the time there wasn't a lot of cricket around that area, so without a bit of a follow-up or sort of competing against baseball, which is on TV all the time, and you see players earning millions of money, then it's very hard to keep it up with without that sort of cultural backing. Yeah.
All right.
Katie, I think you had a question about venues, grounds.
Yeah, we just over here in China, some of our grounds are quite rural. We don't have the facilities that you guys would have, I don't think. What's the strangest ground you've ever played on?
In Japan or worldwide?
Worldwide,
yeah. Open it up.
Worldwide. Yeah, I guess it must be the ground in Vanuatu. We played in 2005. It was the East Asia Pacific Cricket Trophy, and
that's the one you won, was it?
Yes, that's the first tournament we won internationally. The Independent Park, it was, I think, in Vanuatu. There was a sort of a rugby style. I think, yeah, there were rugby poles as well. It was a bit of a stand. There were a few crab holes in the ground. But the major surprise for me was that it was on a big slope. It was not a slope like Lord's, much steeper. Probably the difference in from boundary to boundary was about 30, 40 meters.
Was it on the edge of a cliff as well?
It was actually looking over another cliff over the other side that dropped into the sea. So, it was the downside was a longer boundary with very large boundaries, maybe 80 meters or so. The other side going up here was only about 30 or 40 meters.
Well, I think you've played a forward defensive to that, mate, but it's rolled all the way to the boundary anyway down that slope.
Downhill.
Final delivery, mate, and this one, we've got a bit of chin music for you here.
Yeah.
Earlier in the year, there was a few blokes from Shanghai went over and had a few games against you and the ladies.
Yeah.
And you were playing in one of those games, and one of our bashers, Duracell, faced up to your bowling. And the question is, how many arms have you broken recently?
I think it was a shoulder bone and a one of the arm bones or something that was cracked. I think there was a big swing and a miss, and it wasn't. I didn't see any. I didn't see the ball hit any part of the body to make cause the injury. It was sort of caused by a bat being swung and missed. So. I understand there was it was injured previously, but
he's just got out of traction, mate.
Yeah, that was a quite serious injury, but yeah, it was hard to understand what was happening because the ball didn't hit him and he just swung and missed and just fell down in agony.
I guess the question really is, he's a big listener of our broadcast. Have you got anything to say to him?
Say you're gonna break the other arm.
Yeah,
I'm very sorry for him because he was in so much pain. He got on the next flight home, so he wasn't able to stay to the end of the tour. So poor guy. Please come back next year.
Break the other one. What do you reckon, boys?
I'd say he'd have to be. The only fair thing to do is. Out, retired, hurt.
All right, let's add them up now.
All right, 2, 5, 4, 4, 4, 19 runs.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, thanks.
We're still suffering a bit from yesterday, as I said, mate.
Right, yeah, big day.
Yeah, very big day, mate. And speaking of which, is there any chance we'll get you down here for our International Sixes at the end of October?
Yeah, this year it's always a great pleasure for us to come over and and play in the six-a-side tournament. I've actually played in it in, I think it was 2000.
Oh, that.
I went over with.
Was that when Alan Border was it?
No, it wasn't. I don't think so. We played on a ground where we put down metal plates.
Yeah, I remember the metal plate. Yes.
Yeah, and covered with a pitch.
That's been recycled to put in Duracell's arm now.
I'm very much looking forward to it. I got the dates the other day, and I'm looking into my schedule and see if I can come. So hopefully I can make it.
I think the ladies are coming down again this year.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a pleasure to watch them in the field.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. I'm very much looking forward to the great setup that I hear so many good stories about, and tournament's very well supported. Mainsley's done a great job to help us out, and I'm sure there's been a lot of people helping out with the tournament. So I'm very keen to come over and meet everyone and
well,
thank
we
them.
Well,
so,
mate.
Yep.
Because the Bashers would love to have a beer or three with you.
Yeah, I'll look forward to that as well.
Maybe a couple of sakis. All right, and with the mention of that, I think Katie needs to go and throw up now. So thanks a lot for your time, mate, and we'll look forward to seeing you in a couple of months.
Yep, okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Alex, lovely.
Yep, okay.
Bye!
Thanks.
Bye, mate.
John Newton is not happy.
He is a not a happy man. But I'll come and put the music on.
SCC president is walking off.
He was
absolutely
plum.
Pure.
He's
plum.
You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise.
Well, when you palm, you palm.
I'm just a gay international playboy.
Well, no, I've got the blog open in front of me, and I'm just going to basically gibber off what's happening the next 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Well, all right, then.
Okay.
Drinks break.
Round two.
Social director.
leading a charge of misdirection.
Well, before you get started on drinks break, should we have a bit of a social lumberjack? What about this pub crawl?
Oh,
is it the less said, the better?
Absolutely. The only thing which I think should be said was a group of 10 extremely intoxicated bashers prowling the streets, well, prowling two streets, Nanyang Lu and Tungwen Lu, until an ungodly hour. I think the highlight of the night was actually Circus losing his breakfast, lunch and dinner on the dance floor at Red Bee.
Well, kindly giving away his breakfast, lunch and dinner to share. He's a sharing sort of fella.
Sharing is caring.
Yes.
So thank you very much, Circus. I think we've all been banned. Or actually, I think we've been banned, but also been given royal status as well for being such loose units at Red Bee. You know, we were going to do 6 or 7 pubs. We only ended up doing 3 because everybody was just too smashed. So well done, boys. Well done for everybody coming out. And well, lady,
that
there was a ringing lady.
Special, like.
Dino, I think the problem was that we didn't have a golf cart to help us around when we were playing beer golf.
Oh, what? That's true. But, you know.
Or roller skates.
Yeah, exactly.
Then again, seeing our performance at the end when we were coming down the elevator from Red Deep for our final destination, where it was only supposed to be the 3rd of 6, maybe it was good that we didn't have any wheels.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think we'll just leave it at that because I think a few of the lads actually ventured out into the dark depths of the night and visited a few lascivious, dirty, and other locations which we actually shouldn't mention. So, well done to those lads as well for surviving the night.
Drinks break.
Drinks break, moving on to the future, bigger and brighter things. First up, September 11th.
Oh, it's all happening. This Friday night, ring-burning fun. Bring your wet wipes. Bring your adult diapers and nappies. It's going to be huge.
Yeah, what is it?
curry night, masala. Oh. Get there.
Get your toilet paper and throw it in the freezer the night before.
Yeah, get involved. Same deal as last time. I think that was 150 Rambos for all you can eat and drinky drinks of the night. So get down there, guys and girls. It's down on Dagulu near the top of the city. So kicking off from around 7:30. Get on the blog ASAP. Get your name down because it's they put on a good spread for us bashers, and we really should support these guys. So come one, come all.
All right then. And anything else in the pipeline?
Let me think. Yes, there are. There's a few things in the pipeline. We're looking at having.
Are you just reading this off Crick Info?
Nah, nah. Yeah. This is. what do you take me for? This is all stored in my grey matter. Lack of grey matter. Listen, we're doing two things which are coming up, guys. One is another quiz night, which will be happening sometime in the next couple of weeks. Okay, probably in about 2 weeks' time. Looking at the 25th at this stage, linking with the Nillion Tree Project.
Mm.
Is that what they're called?
Yes, something like that.
The Nillion Tree Project.
We'll be hearing from them probably on the next broadcast, actually. So we'll have a bit of a chat.
Oh, wonderful. And another event, probably one of, if not the social event of the year, well, especially for the kiddies and the wives and the girlfriends and IEs and everything, will be the annual family...
Concubine Day.
Yes! Get in there, and that'll be in a few weeks' time. Stay tuned when the social director actually gets off his ass and starts to organise something, which will be a first.
Down with the social director.
Well,
yeah.
If he does that, it'll be well worth celebrating.
Leader of social misdirection.
All right. And if you've got any sneak preview of what might be involved?
I would advise all of our listeners to pack maybe some Speedos, a towel, sunscreens. It's going to involve water, hopefully, maybe. Something like that. And then we'll just make it up as we go.
Getting wet on the inside and the outside.
Oh, that's what she said. Oh, can't say that on right.
All right, so is that about it for drinks break?
I'm pretty thirsty just at the thought of all that action.
All
aren't
right.
you?
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Social
on.
Director.
Hang on. One more. Hang on.
Hold the press.
Tomorrow night, Thursday night, get along, bashers, to our weekly drinks, kindly sponsored by our... Well, in affiliation, I should say, with our wonderful sponsor, the Big Bamboo.
There you go. Every week, right?
After training.
Yes.
Get there.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Get involved.
Woo! Well, Pap smear on now. There's bound to be some action here soon.
We're recording?
Oh, yeah.
He's probably talking to him. Ooh, leaving
That's dangerous. It's keeping low.
At the moment, live broadcast here. Udong, Wago Chow, but we're coming in here from the shantytown end.
Pap smear.
Sort of struggling to find his line of weight here, but that one's a good one. It's flick around the corner and he does!
No!
And that's some classic commentary, folks.
Oscar! That was rubbish!
Just like Oscar the Grouch.
All right, then, well, from there, shall we go through the Night Watchman?
All right.
There's a bit of action in that area.
What's happening?
Who's in control of this?
Is it usually Hamish?
Is he ever in control of anything?
Where is he? I'm going to call him the Yeti. People think he exists, but no one ever sees him.
Sasquatch.
Bigfoot.
Having a laugh.
Yeah. Anyway, I think this Saturday. Did you hear that?
Oh, Saturday.
Saturday. A pleasure match. Pleasure match against Hudong. Hudong Power.
Power. Kicking off at 1 p.m.
Yes.
At what ground? At the Dulwich ground,
That's
no?
at Dulwich, yes.
Yes.
Lovely.
Rugby Sevens on out at the new ground.
And
get out there, get involved.
So we still need some names for that, so get along and get your name down. I'm thinking Woodstock's going to be captain.
And cause, five chins, capabelli, a bit of strife, fellas.
There you go.
And then, of course, there's a business match on Sunday, no?
Yes, on Sunday, also at Dulwich, of course, the business against the Devils again.
Okay, so.
Time for revenge.
As we said, it's all on the blog.
Yep.
www.brashersdc.org/blog. All the information is there. Sign up. Put your name down. Pleasure on Saturday. Business on Sunday. This broadcast is, of course, always available for download on the website or the iTunes Music Store. Search for Bachelor's Broadcast.
Super.
Lovely.
Any comments, questions, complaints, send to Casey. But broadcast at BachelorsCC.org. Anything else?
The Yeti. The Yeti.
You got to email him because you're never going to see him.
Where are you? Get involved. Get involved, Yeti. I want to see you face to face. I want you to stand there and answer these accusations. You should be saying this is defamation, Yeti. Anyway.
Where were we?
You were just... It's all happening.
It is. I'm not sure. I think we're pretty much at the end of our broadcast.
Thankfully.
We've kind of started bowling at the death. Let's just carry on with it, shall we? Without Sasquatch.
Whoa, whoa.
Hang on a sec. I've got to bring up a limerick. Who wants to do the limerick?
I'm going to go on mute. So, say the limerick.
Okay. Yeah, I want to go on mute as well.
All right, so interesting cast this week. All kinds of things coming up. Lots of big news, but we're going to wrap it up, as always, with a little bit of poetry. And this week, of course, there once was a basher called Sanjay. Not the one who likes man play. He bots bats the wrong way around, but still runs day abound, as does the supply of VJJ.
Up from the depths, 30 stories high.
Of course.
Oh, oh yeah, man.
Well, I don't come back. I'll just meet myself.
I've got food. Well, who? Am I here? Can you hear me?
No, so far here.
Well done.
Ooh,
good limerick, applauding on ya. Yay! Another one in the bag.
I want to go. I thought the line about limerick kicks the laugh out of most limericks so far.
Ooh!
What do I pay my subs for? Oh, hello.
Have you paid your subs?
Hello.
Have you paid them?
Hello.
Are we still recording?
What is hanging out your ass tonight?
Excellent game of cricket. Excellent game of cricket. It was all in doubt right to the end.
Good night, Woody. Good night, mate. Great night.